MSNBC's Wallace, the right is running a smear campaign against Biden over sexual assault allegations. By Pam Key on May 1, 2020. Friday on MSNBC, anchor Nicole Wallace said the Republicans were running a smear campaign against presumptive Democratic nominee former Vice President Biden, using the sexual assault allegations made by his former U.S. Senate staffer Tara Reid. Discussing Biden's Morning Joe interview, Andrea Mitchell said, "He answered that today to the point that he said I'm saying that women should be listening to and that the claim should be investigated and in this case, I'm telling you that the claim is not true but that women should be respected. So he is trying to walk that line. The problem that the Trump campaign has in going after him so hard today is that the president went on a podcast and expressed sympathy, if you will, for what Joe Biden is going through. It is sort of, you know, a double black flip by saying that I know I've been accused unfairly. He has to fight his own battles, but I relate to what he is saying. And that disputes the fact that if 12 if not 23 women accused him of a lot of things, including one rape allegation. And he has denied it, but there are credible allegations that he has out there." Wallace said, "Let me say this having once been a part of the Republican Party. The right isn't running an intellectually honest operation to get to the bottom of whether Tara Reid was victimized. The right is running a smear campaign against Joe Biden. The right wants to create some sort of equal playing field on which Donald Trump's more than or nearly two dozen accusers have some company on the other side. The right is not running the same operation that the Democrats are running, which is to try to, as you just articulated, Andrea, to have some consistency around statements that I think just about every elected Democrat has made about women in the context of the hashtag MeToo movement. So as I said with Kayleigh McEnany, everyone should proceed with caution about statements made around this on the right." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.